How can you tell an American is an American? I was traveling in Korea several years ago. I was not wearing the American flag. I entered a cab, and before I could say anything, which would have given away that I was from here, the taxi cab driver turns to me in Korean and says, "So what state are you from?" And so I said, "How did you know? How did you know that I was from the United States?" And he said, "You just look like an American." And he said, "Americans have long and narrow faces, and Koreans have short and fat faces, and you have a long and narrow face." Maybe we can pick out Americans, but can we pick out Christians? The gospel today is the story of the transfiguration. Jesus Christ in his glorified state. But before they went up to the mountain, Luke records a very important interaction with Peter, James, and John and the apostles. He says that if you wish to follow me, you must pick up your cross daily and follow me. That was the distinction of a Christian. A Christian is one who's marked by the sign of the cross. And in fact, if you recall your children's baptisms, the priest asked you parents and godparents to make the sign of the cross on the forehead. And he said, "In the name of the Christian community, I claim you for Christ." And he drew that sign of the cross over your forehead. And in fact, we never asked for you to stop, parents and godparents, of tracing that sign over your children's foreheads. And in other cultures, parents do continue this tradition when their children, even grown, go off for a long trip away from home and they ask for their parents' blessing. You ought to do that. We're marked by the sign of the cross. And in fact, Jesus, in speaking with the member of the law that represents, Moses represents the law, Elijah represents the prophets, the New Testament speaks with the Old Testament, and what are they speaking about? Luke says, his exodus, the cross. Everything leads to the cross, and for many of us, we may look at this and see this as a sign of suffering and a sign of pain. A sign of defeat. And yet that is not what we preach. We don't give up meat on Fridays. We don't give up things during Lent. We don't do additional penance because we're losers. No, we do this because we're winners. And we do this because we're marked by the sign of the cross as Christians. Jesus said to his apostles, "What good is it for you to gain the entire world, but to lose your soul?" Everything we do as Christians is ultimately to follow Jesus Christ and in his footsteps, ultimately to find eternity. And that is exactly what is going on in the gospel today. There's a very peculiar statement. Luke says that Peter had no idea what he was saying. Peter had some idea what he was saying when he said, "Lord, let's build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." This was the end of the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles in the Jewish liturgical cycle is a celebration of the end of the 40 long years, in the desert, in which they lived in tents. And as they were living in tents, that was a sign of something else to come. And that something else to come is listed in the first reading, that promise to Abraham, the promised land. So the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles that usually fell at the end of fall was not only a liturgical celebration, but it was an expectation of perhaps even a future reality in which we might live in the glorified tense that St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians. There's an expectation of a Messiah. And maybe Peter didn't fully understand that how that was going to come about was through the cross, but he understood that something was happening. Peter understood that there was a victory that was about to take place. He didn't quite understand this, exactly how it is. What we work for, how we do it as Christians, will always be marked by the cross. Raising kids, not the easiest thing. Living as spouses, perhaps there's joyful moments and happy moments. There are also challenges. Being a priest, awesome. Very happy to do this. I'm the vocations director. I have to say that. You know, look at Father Mark and Father Steve. They seem pretty happy people. But there's a lot of challenges. We as Christians do not need to look for it. The cross comes to us. Suffering comes to us. But how do we approach it? As winners. You know, we just played this big basketball game on Friday against the seminarians. And it's the year of mercy, so the priests were merciful on seminaries, and they let them win in double overtime. And I am still very, very sore from the game. And I'm thinking, you know, if I really wanted to win, this was a complete failure. We lost by 3 points. I was thinking of every little point we could have. We missed 17 free throws. Our coach was very disappointed. I don't think she's coming back next year. What's our standard of excellence? As Christians, we have a different standard. St. Paul says we're citizens of heaven. That means that our standard of success is different than the world's. And so what is our victory? Ultimately, our victory is in Jesus Christ. We preach Christ crucified as something that is good. That Christ has defeated sin, has defeated death, has defeated darkness, has defeated everything, and that is through the cross. The cross without Jesus makes absolute no sense. And so whatever suffering is presented to you this week, whether big or small, with Jesus. And with Jesus means that you talk to Jesus. That you literally say, Jesus, help me, for you are my light and my salvation, as the psalmist says. In this situation, with this particular problem, be with me. Fill me with your grace. We can pray that 10,000 times in a day. And that is what marks us as Christians. The cross with Christ. And that is transformative. We're dual citizens. We have one foot here on earth and one foot in heaven. And today we receive Jesus Christ, who is the glorified, risen Christ. And yet we're stuck here with the same situations that he lived through and defeated. He's just waiting for the invitation for us of victory. Jesus Christ, be victorious in this situation. How do you know who's an American? How do you know who's a Christian? The Christian is the one that is filled with joy because he walks with Jesus through the same crosses that everyone else is carrying. That's how you know who's a Christian.